This podcast is very not safe for work. This episode of Friday Night Fan Fiction was originally published on the Nerdy Show Network.
Right? She pushed one last time into my face and howled the most feral howl I'd ever heard from her.
No, it was Gilbert Gottfried again.
I thought it was more like, Bill! Oh, Bill!
Oh, Bill!
All right, where were we?
We were talking about gourds.
Yes, gourd, other gourd.
In a world ravaged by the greatest scourge humanity has ever known.
Hello? Is anybody there? Hello?
Oh, God.
Mankind is now fragmented, broken, and fighting for survival.
Look at this map! DC, London, Tokyo, Paris, Moscow, all of it, especially Branson, Missouri, gone, taken over. I don't know where else we can run to.
But even in our darkest hour...
This isn't about where we can run to anymore. This is about where we can make a stand. This needs to be our line in the sand. I didn't spend 30 years in prison to die here.
The one thing we have left is the only thing that can save us.
We have to find that vault. We have to take what's in it and go global, over the airwaves. We aren't alone. And if this plan works, we have a fighting chance against this thing.
Our creation nearly destroyed us. We need another one to settle the score.
So how is this even supposed to work?
It was the stories that did this. They took on a life of their own, and everything went too far. The chaos was global. It was like a viral thought, turning everyone against each other. Who would want to live in a world where imaginations could come up with stuff like this? But the key was in front of us this whole time. The ones that lived, they all had something in common. They were drunk. They didn't care about the stories, and that is how we wipe this thing out.
Brought to you by the same network that gave you Wicked Anime, Flame On, Dungeons and Doritos, and many more.
Booze for freedom!
Cette histoire de la merde!
This is what my country bred me to do.
Nerdy Show Network presents... Friday Night Fan Fiction. Rated R starts Friday.
All right, the guy is Big Stick Seafox. Remember that name, kids.
Big Stick Seafox.
As the prelude theme from Final Fantasy goes on, Big Stick Fox.
Seafox!
Whatever.
Yeah, it's a Seafox, not a
Seafox. Yeah, how can you not even listen to people?
Because I don't let... You think after doing this show for nearly 5 seasons, I listen to anything any of you say?
Well, you do me. That's because I
do you.
Corporate
yes, charity. I do, but that's also because you pay me.
Yeah, well, you know, it's really good and well worth the $20.
More bacon-wrapped hand jobs.
Oh, that sounds...
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, that just sounds half bad, honestly.
It definitely sounds technique. Greasy.
Wrap my sausages in bacon.
Yeah, you don't need any extra lube, although, as Logan said earlier in the pre-show, there's no such thing as too much lube. I mean, if you're drowning in it, it's a problem.
Well, yeah, that's the only time, though.
Yeah, but I mean, just imagine just somebody taking a whole bunch of bacon and wrapping it around your sausage and just struggling.
Right, and then
back.
and then
stick it in the oven
and putting some barbecue sauce on it.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction, and apparently we're coming up with our own alternative to the grapefruit technique, the bacon banger.
The grapefruit technique?
That sounds great.
You don't know the grapefruit technique?
You're unfamiliar with the grapefruit technique?
I am unfamiliar.
Oh,
please tell me. What?
Oh my god.
Hold on.
Okay,
oh my god.
So what
someone
you do,
find that.
No. I will just describe it to him.
No, so you have you to you have to make him watch
you
the
got
video.
A grapefruit, your man. Now what okay. You do is you take a grapefruit, you cut both round sides off of it, so you just have like a circle in the middle.
Here, David, watch this instructional video.
No, Logan, just tell me. I don't know what to
do. And then
what
you do, I swear to God, if you don't stop interrupting me all the time,
I'm gonna be really cross.
I'm gonna be very cross with you. And I'm gonna stop giving you good advice about your balls.
Yeah.
I gotta say, the noise is pretty,
it's look, I'm familiar with grapefruit. I already know the noises grapefruit makes at all times.
So what you do is you blindfold your man.
Okay.
And then you take the sliced up grapefruit and you're gonna slide that on his dick, and then you're gonna give him a blowjob.
At the same time.
So you're doing that at the same time. So it feels like he's getting fucked and given a blowjob at the same time.
But the idea behind it really is...
You gotta grapefruit your man.
The idea behind it really is to make it sound like two ferrets fighting to the death.
Now, don't have to over-dramatize
it. It's not over-dramatized.
It
isn't over-dramatized at all.
Oh, God, the sounds.
It just sounds like a blender. It just sounds like a blender.
No, it's
it doesn't right. sound like animals.
Okay, he was driving an like RS200.
And it's a fat burner. You lose weight while sucking dick.
That's exactly
no, it sounds
right.
like someone's trying way too hard to eat oysters.
It's just a blender.
It's not just a blender. You wouldn't stick your dick in a blender. You wouldn't download a car.
You wouldn't stick your dick in a grapefruit either. But it just sounds like a blender.
But here we are, sticking dicks in grapefruits.
So joining us tonight, our regular hosts, David, Logan, Sean, no longer referee Val, promoted to General Val.
Hi.
Wait, what does she do now? Does she read now?
Yeah, she reads and we all, like, switch off reffing.
Well, I already knew that part.
Really?
That's really hard, and I don't want to do it.
Well, it's really hard, but David, you're going to do
Dave.
It.
I'm not going to.
You're going to do
I'm
it.
I'm going to ref you every single time.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that'd be so hot.
No, it wouldn't.
Drink.
Can you use the bacon grapefruit drop technique?
Yes, I will use the bacon grapefruit drop technique.
Oh my God! Yes,
bacon lube for sale as well.
Okay, our guests.
We do not promote bacon lube.
Our guests tonight were supposed to be Fenrirgo, Chad, Solix, and Weirdre. Solix and Weirdre are nowhere to be fucking found. So, hello, Fenrir.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Fenrir. What do you like to wrap around your donger?
Normally, ribbon. You know, kind of very Christmas.
Oh, you go for the festive look.
Yeah,
oh, that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I can.
So wait, do you
that.
Stick your dick in a pumpkin during Halloween?
I try to avoid pumpkins, but you know, maybe like squash or zucchini. You know.
Now,
like
smaller gourds. Smaller gourds.
Smaller
something with a little bit more flesh on it.
Smaller gourds is the name of my Hedwig and the Angry Inch cover band.
What the hell is Hedwig and the Angry Inch?
We're just getting David. Hedwig and the Angry Inch is a musical / movie about a transvestite / transgender who had a botched surgery. It's very wonderful. Features a lot of drag.
So I'm guessing the angry...
Her dog is...
Sad.
There's one of the songs where the chorus is literally 6 inches forward, 5 inches back. I've got an angry inch, angry inch, angry inch.
Well, no, not necessarily aw, because she could be like China and just have a really big clit.
You should watch the movie. It's a really good movie, actually.
Sorry, man. I only watch Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Okay. That's the only movie you've ever seen. You in no way, shape, or form forced us to watch Speed Racer at any point.
Nah, dude. Nah, that was just an advanced copy of Dave. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
I know for a fact that I have made you watch Iga, the greatest movie ever.
It's not
which was just
ever.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, but dubbed in Hindu.
Then what's Zootopia?
Jesus Christ. Furry. In Hindu is not a language.
Queen of the Desert.
Okay, David, what's Event Horizon?
Scary, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
So, Fenrir, how have you been, sir?
I am fantastic. I've been pre-gaming, but not too much.
Oh, that's wonderful. So happy to hear it. I need to do this. I need to now dub in the music for Priscilla, Queen of the Desert to all of these movies. Why would you do this, DJ?
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, Street Fighter the movie. Like, I'm going to get in my boat. I'm going to go on Reaver.
Reaver. Anyways, so tonight we are resuming Celestian Daycare Excellent Adventures. Let me open a notepad so that I can figure out who's doing what. And first off tonight is going to be David. reading and going to be reffed by Sean.
Oh.
Wait, it's not Logan?
No, it's not Logan.
So, can I get a link to this story?
Click the thing that says FNF staff! Click it! It's in there!
All I see is the picture of the horseman. Oh, there it is.
God damn it, Jay!
Load the document. Wait,
I came in late. I didn't have a chance to
You didn't come in late. You came in 2 minutes early!
No, I didn't. I was here at 8.
I am sorry.
And the show did not even start until 8:04.
Look,
we didn't even start reading until just now, Dave.
At 8:12. I was peeing during
that time.
That's a lie.
No, it's not.
Unless you were peeing at your desk. Yes, it is.
Oh, I know him. He has.
I was using my wireless headset.
Also known as Wireless Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Oh, Bluetooth Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Just driving through the desert, making all those business calls about synergy with corporate Steve.
Exactly. All right, we're on page 176, though, right?
Yes, we are. That's where it says resume here, eh?
Hey. There's
two in the document.
It was a long adventure, Tabby shrugged, dropping her coat. We had sex in an alley with Cynthia, I added. Oh, then we touched. Then we sang about the loving things. Oh, wait, sorry, it's off key. About the loving things.
About the loving things.
In tandem, we sang off key about the loving things.
Thanks.
That drew a giggle fit out of us as I took off my pants. I took my pants off and Tabby stepped out of her skirt.
Sounds like a good time.
Leth said, she said it dejectedly. He's like, sounds like a good time.
And it's now Ladha, remember?
Ladha said dejectedly. What's wrong? I asked, crawling into bed with Tabby behind me, placing my hand on her side. Nothing, she snapped at me, looking away. I just... emotions. Nothing.
I'm just emo. I've been listening to Taking Back Sunday a lot.
Wait, no. Like,
she's the Elcor from Mass Effect.
Oh, you ruined it. I was going to say that. Just nothing. Wait, what was it? Angrily, nothing. She snapped at me, looking away. I just wistful ignorance, emotions, nothing, dejected sadness. I'm sorry, passive aggressive. Let's just go to sleep, okay?
I'm sorry for.
Look at me. I'm shy. I've got good eyes.
No, I don't.
Oh, well, sorry for your loss.
So I looked up Alcor, and apparently Alcor Life Extension Foundation does cryonics.
No, it's Elcor.
Elcor.
As in L-C-O-R-E?
No, as in E-L-C-O-R. Elcor. No, sleep. Oh, wait, no. If you need to talk, I saw on Mythbusters that slapping me in the face is a good way to sober me up. Maybe you should...
No, sleep.
She leaned up, giving me a quick peck, turned away, fro me. I'll see you tomorrow.
Give me a quick peck and, lacerating my cheek.
Just...
don't do that!
I'll eat you in your sleep. I'm gonna draw on your face.
I'll see you tomorrow. Tabby cuddled up to one side of me, my arm wrapping around her. As the reached for Lave, the contact was followed by a sob. Before I could open my eyes and say anything, all of my drinking hit me and I was out like a light.
How does all of your drinking hit you all at once?
Well, you know.
You take like 8 shots at once.
Yeah, and then it would hit you all at once.
Like a Dodge Caravan.
Also, you shouldn't put any recycling bin teetering on the edge of your desk. It's all just going to hit you at once.
Chapter 22, The Ballad of the Dodge Caravan. Saturday was far less eventful than we'd hoped. Bill and Angie came back from the emergency room with a big bandage wrapped around his hand and a note getting him off work for a bit. As a result, we stayed in all day, eventually deciding just to head back home early. After supper, we packed up our bags a bit more loosely and disorganized than they had been packed for our departure and stuffed them into the van atop the boxes of books. At the last minute, I laid them one beside another instead of stacking them, worried any sway might send them toppling over. Lathe seemed less upset on the ride back, willing to make conversation between chapters and keep me company.
I get it!
Maybe it really was just old feelings brought up by returning to that apartment, which had been bookended by books and tragedy. By tragedy for her first time there. I couldn't think of anything else because I'm an idiot. And the fact that as we got further from the big city, she grew looser and happier, it seemed like my theory panned out. That's confirmation bias, and it's wrong. Just saying.
Next up is Val being refereed by Logan.
Well, it was nice knowing you, kid.
Logan, I respectfully ask that you do not kill my wife.
GG, WP.
There are no promises.
Right. Well, that's all I'm doing, I said at last, when light had given up and even the stars were getting tired and beginning to ebb. Tebby, your shift once we wake up. I pushed the curtain open and left Larlithe.
Lavi.
It's the masculine version because it's L-E as opposed to L-A.
Lavi, yes. Followed me into the back. Wait, we're stopped? She asked, head perking up from between Lopunny's legs.
Of course.
What? Where? We must still be forever away from Hearthome. There was an exit about a mile back. We're parked in the lot of a campsite. It's only January, so nobody's here for miles.
So, you know, they're having sex in the car while it's going. They needed to pull over to have additional sex.
Yeah, because they need to keep the car warm. It's January.
The heater's broken, so they have to fuck to keep it warm.
Yes.
You go roadhead, and then after a while, you stop, you pull over, then you finish, and then you go and, you know, wash, rinse, repeat.
There's washing involved?
No.
Not right away, but... Alright. She scrambled to her feet, adjusting her skirt and feeling around for her glasses. Wait, since when Leda wears a skirt?
No, this is Tabitha.
Oh. You parked us, a group of horny young adults having careless sex in the van, in an abandoned campsite? Not abandoned, it's just closed for the winter. Why? What's wrong?
Haven't you ever seen Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Our goosebump books.
I submit to you, the Midnight Society, the tale of the fucking man.
No, the fucking van.
Starring Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, the fucking van.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Hey, Gilbert Gottfried was in a Are You Afraid of the Dark thing.
Yep.
I would love if Gilbert Gottfried had actually voiced Winston.
Hi there! This barrier will protect us!
McGree, what do you think you're doing?
Do you have any peanut butter?
I'm ready to unleash my primal rage!
I think it would be funnier if he was Zenyatta, honestly.
Experience tranquility!
Gaze into the iris!
It's been years since I've been here. I wonder if my brothers will be happy to see me!
Oh, wow. Alright. You're an idiot!
Yes, I am.
No, I'm not. That was funny, and you know
we
it.
We all are idiots.
She groans, shoving past me.
It's just that, that t-shirt. God, what's the scientist who wears that t-shirt? We are all Africans, but it just says, we are all idiots.
I don't remember.
Hi there.
Hi there. This is a slasher movie waiting to happen. Forget sleep! I'm going to keep at the wheel. At least until we're at Hearthome. You're joking, right? Are you hearing yourself speak? Yes! I'm being the voice's reason of reason and saving our lives.
Lies?
Saving our lives. Saving
yes, nope, she got it that
says,
right.
Yep. It says she saving our right. lives. Now go to bed. We'll get home safe.
I don't wanna!
Well, too bad. You're gonna lose your lies.
No. Not my lies!
Yes! I threw my hands up in exhaustion and looked at Leda. Do you want to ride with her a bit longer? I'm going to bed, so I'll be shit company. Well, whatever. She shook her head and kept by my side as I slipped under the blankets of the makeshift bed. We'd make one long row of blankets of lined up pillows for whomever needed sleep, and it all seemed like a great thing to do if we ever road trip. I'd rather stay with you. You're in good company even when you're snoring.
Oh, somebody's obviously brown-nosing to get on the good side of the bed.
Well, when you brown-nose while you're in the bed, you don't get on the good
side. No, that's when you accidentally
get on the backside.
That's when you 96 instead.
Clicking my tongue, I held up the blankets for her to get beneath. I do not! Before putting my head down on the pillow, I give one last look over to the three people I shared the back of the van with. Bill was standing awkwardly and greatly hunched over as Angie, on her knees, was blowing him with more gusto than I'd seen out of her in a long time. Must have been to get his mind off the injury. Since Slowpony no longer had a toy to play with, she moved over to Angie, her mouth latching itself to her boob as fingers began to probe the human's entrance. Oh, imagine furry fingers in there. Ah!
Ah! Fuzzy dildo.
All the hair stuck in there.
There is no way that thing is dishwasher friendly.
What, the vagina?
No, the fuzzy dildo.
It's not a fuzzy dildo, like, it's fuzzy
one
fingers.
Of those marinade brushes. Oh, God. This. Oh.
I've seen videos to that effect.
Do you normally put your dildos in the dishwasher?
Dishwasher's
safe, so why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if they're glass. I mean, the shine from just putting it in there is
glass,
amazing.
Glass, chrome,
No, you don't do chrome because that could cause oxidation and it's going to rust up while it's in your badge.
If you leave it in
the... Do they have chrome dildos?
Oh, here we go! Let's go to the internet!
No, it's medical grade steel. The chrome is the finish. Steel,
yeah. Yeah.
The chrome is the finish.
Oh.
Chrome.
Beautiful. Here we go. Yeah. The chrome crescent dual ended dildo.
Yeah.
It seriously looks like a part for an IKEA furniture piece.
Yeah. I would suggest getting, like, just a silicone one because the
$40.
Silicone's better.
Yeah. Unless you want a butt plug.
Anyways, are you done, Val?
No.
No, she's not done.
Almost. It was a nice scene on any other day, but fuck it if. If I could take any more.
Nah, she said butt fuck.
It was bedtime, damn it. Hell, on a normal day, it would almost be wake-up time. Hey, boss! Leda asked as my arms wrapped around her and she wriggled a bit to close that extra half inch between us. The size of his penis.
So, I don't know what you guys were worried about. Val didn't fuck up once.
Yeah, she destroyed us.
Okay, next up is Sean being refereed by David.
Yeah, I asked sleepily.
Wait, before you go any farther, David, are you actually ready to ref?
Yeah, page 180.
No.
Page 179.
No.
No.
You're not helping your case at all.
Sorry, my headset just reset, so I don't know what anybody said after Sean said no.
I said you're not helping your case at all.
Oh, well... Fuck you.
It's all right. 178.
Yeah, see, I was right.
Okay, exit the Forza. Look at the page. Because remember, right, you retroactively take any drinks that you miss calling him out for.
Look, all that's going to do is drain my alcohol that I don't have to zero.
Yes, and that will make you even more miserable when you have to drink more. And it ends up needing to be like drain cleaner.
Are you kidding me, Steve? I have actually an alcohol tolerance now. So,
so drain cleaner won't do it for you?
No, it won't. Like, nothing will. I can't get drunk anymore. I've become Wolverine, except no cool claws or longevity.
Or Canadian.
Well, that's really not that cool. Unless you're talking about temperature-wise, in which case, you know.
We are nearly outnumbered by Canadians in this chat right now, Dave.
Yeah, but every Canadian is worth only like half an American. So.
Oh, my God.
No, that's our money. You know we're pretty awesome.
No, Dave, come on. They have those extra corners because they're squares.
Yes, they are squares.
Anyways, Dave,
I'm not a square. My boobs are.
The question
and
is,
our heads flapping when we talk.
David, are you actually ready to ref?
Yes, Jesus Christ.
Ref smells this. Wow, Dave, fucker.
Wait, what?
Roswell is calling you out.
Wait, why did he call
you out? Oh, Roswell, I'm sorry. And Logan, too.
Stop it with the Forza! Stop it!
That's not even me, dude.
It's a Brushfire just posted a picture!
Yeah, Logan changed his name.
No.
Man, anyway, yeah, I've never seen a car before in my life.
Yeah, nobody owns cars. This is America. Home of the Eagle. We ride Eagles to work.
Yeah, there's...
Way to go, Steve-O. I mean, Brushfire.
Steve, stop changing your means. Name to me. Yeah, you're making me look bad by posting all these fours of pictures.
Read Dave.
Not the reader. Sean, David, you jerk. Riffing.
Read.
I'm trying.
Because I'm tall, the air is thin up here.
You broke Steve. Now's our chance to be bad.
This is going to sound strange, but... She trailed off, sighing and starting again. Do you think a Pokephiles could have relationships with their Pokemon like they could with humans?
Oh god, no! What are you talking about?
I mean,
well, Steve, you can,
but I don't think it would, like, you're probably not a good cook.
So also, that's something I look for. What's the average lifespan of Pokemon? Simply because it's like
forever, unless it's Pokemon Red or Blue, in which case they die some point.
No, is this Pokemon Gold and Silver? Because it's until the battery dies.
Oh!
Do Pokemon have an average life expectancy? Absol is... holy shit, Absol is expected to live 100 years! That's a committed relationship!
You know what? If the sex is good, it's okay.
Wrinkly old Absol butt sex.
Put it in my butthole, master.
I'm sensing danger. No. It's danger.
No, guys, I was just imagining, you know, the grandpa from the Star Wars holiday special. I'm imagining Absol looking like that. Yes.
No.
What do you mean, Lumpy?
Yeah.
Oh, Lumpy, you're the worst thing ever.
But no. If you take the grandpa from there. Like, with all this, like, heat thing about that. And you put a horn on the side of his head, it's basically Absol at 100.
Jesus Christ, no! Sorry, Sean, please go ahead.
What are you talking about?
Okay, that's not something you want to say to somebody who just kind of super poured their heart out to you.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm a heartless asshole, and even I know that.
Yes, happy life day.
Happy life day.
Merry Crunchmas. I asked sleepily, running my fingers through her fur. Like a Pokemon and a human dating in love, like two humans or two Pokemon can be.
I mean, if you're a fan of the Dawkins, sure.
I mean, do Pokemon date?
Do Pokemon date? It is a question I need to know.
I thought they just battled for dominance.
Yeah, so I guess every Pokemon is in an implied BDSM relationship.
Mm. I'm sorry. Like ducks.
I'm sorry.
Like ducks. Yes, like ducks.
Is this something you thought about after those books? It's not right for a woman to read.
What?
Did you say that? Yes.
I have problems with the story.
Soon, she starts getting ideas.
Oh my god!
Thinking. She chuckled half-heartedly at the reference.
What reference?
Yeah, what reference is he referring to? I need to know. There's no context for this.
Even if this were a reference, unless it were something fucking legendary, that's really rude and wrong and bad. Wait.
Legendary, like that fucking terrible Tom Cruise movie?
No, not...
Well, technically that's just legend, I think. me and Judy have contention about that movie. I think it's one of the worst movies ever made, and she likes it. Legend starring Tom Cruise and Tim Curry Satan.
You know, I just have fond memories of my childhood watching that movie.
Yeah, and it's bad.
With all that parental neglect they had going on.
Right?
Right, Sean, please keep reading.
I'm trying to. Never mind. You're clearly delirious. We can talk in the morning. Dotaroo.
Also, Joe says, calling David out on does it really say that? David, you're the goddamn ref.
What? No, I'm not.
Yes,
you are.
You are.
No way.
Pay attention.
It did.
No, again, now.
No, again, now.
Nothing eventful followed for the rest of our trip. eventually woke up a few hours later to relieve Tabby of duty and let her pass out.
You know what, Sean? I think it's safe to say that you can start deliberately fucking up to make David drink more.
I could. There was a greasy roadside diner in the equation somewhere, but aside from that, nothing much happened. Being in the front handling wheel duties kept all the backseat fun out of my reach. Latho was still asleep, and I just sang along embarrassingly to the radio until we finally got home. I dropped everyone off and then pulled up in front of my own house. Terry was waiting on the front steps for me with my Pokemon in tow. "You didn't scratch her," he said approvingly, looking over the car. Oh, I got those voices mixed up. "No, but you may want to clean the interior." "Why? Did something spill?" "No stains or anything. Spiritual cleansing. Old priest and a young priest sort of thing."
So wait, you called priests in to clean up masturbation stains now?
Well, that's the only way you can get Jesus' tears out.
He sighed. "You guys are so predictable. Think I can get some help with the book boxes back here? Then I'll give you your keys back to you. Yeah, I guess I have the time."
Also, holy shit, Val, did you actually sign a singing toothbrush that sings Justin Bieber?
That I linked that, yes. And it's not the first time that a toothbrush sings. Like, as soon as they figured out how to make electric toothbrushes that don't need to be recharged, they made some that sing.
Oh my god, this box art is fucking glorious.
Like, there used to be the Backstreet Boys and Spice Girls and...
"Tell me why ain't nothing but a toothache. Tell me why..."
I was picturing it more like a big mouth bass or whatever the fuck it's called.
So can Timmy Turner sit on that the next time we read a dirty fic about him?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I can't get off unless I feel Justin Bieber singing in my bottom.
No.
It's a slightly different take on a Hummer. And yes, they do come in kid sizes. Remembering how I was left to bring the books back up to the hotel room, bring them back down to the van, I thanked him greatly and handed him a box. After everything was done, he drove his embarrassingly painted set of wheels out of the driveway, and I settled into home again.
So you didn't even actually mess up, so fuck you, Steve.
Look, Sean, did you actually mess up at all?
Yeah, I messed up a couple times.
Oh! Yeah,
so, whatever.
All right, Fenrir, you're
Sean,
up.
Sean, how fucking could you, dude?
It's all right. David gets double referee duty tonight, guys.
You asshole, don't do that. We're bros, all right?
David, you get to ref twice.
No, fuck you. I'm not doing it.
Yes, you do.
No, fuck you. I'm not doing it.
You're doing it.
No, fuck you. Not doing it.
Fenrir, you're up, and I am reffing you.
Okay, all right.
Fuck you. I'm not doing it.
The girls all rushed to my bed, but I stopped off first to check on Amy. In the back of my mind, there was a concern that she'd somehow fuck it up, and I'd come home to the house torn apart, if not burnt to a crisp.
Oh, okay, instead, so Amy was a fucking Tasmanian devil.
No, if it was Amy, then it was opposite of Sailor Mars.
Like, when your parents tell you not to burn the house down, she's the girl they're talking about.
I did that once.
Just the creepy little girl staring back from the house fire kind of thing?
Okay. Instead, everything seemed in place and undisturbed. What miracle had occurred here? Amy and Blaze raced down the stairs. We're going to meet up with some friends
going
and their Pokemon.
Going out to meet up.
Oh, going out to meet up with some friends and their Pokemon.
No, we're
going to
go upstairs and meet up with some friends.
Yeah, clearly. Then try and do some training. There's some pizzas in the freezer. Put them in the oven. Bye. Instead of, you know, putting them in the microwave, of course. And before I could respond, she was out the door. I couldn't really feel upset by it, though. She had somehow gotten along with Blaze. Maybe they'd end up having similar personalities, which would suck for me. But be good for the both of them. If it ever got terrible, I could always just crash Bill's couch. Only after I reached the top of the stairs did I realize that Amy was gone, which meant I could lock my door and break in Nidoran like I promised.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Nobody ever wins.
David, can you actually pay attention for once, please?
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking paying attention.
To your car.
Yes. I'm driving the Zootsmobile.
And not the show.
I'm doing whatever you say.
Rushing into my room, I frantically locked the door and found the girls lying on the bed. The realization hit me that we were rapidly running out of bed space. Granted, Nidoran didn't take up very much compared to Lethe or Meg or I, but we'd be cutting it close. One more Pokemon would just make it impossible. So, you know, of course, no room for Gardevoir or Lopunny.
Yeah, or Imelga.
All the ones that are actually worth fucking.
Or Chikorita or, you know, that Minty Twat.
Yeah. That's too much. It's too far.
We're getting a new bed tomorrow, I said, approaching the bed. We're starting to get a little too cramped in here. And Amy just went out. So, Nidoran, if you're ready.
Puts it in, immediately comes out her mouth.
She nodded happily as I crawled onto the bed. The other girls moved away a little bit to give us room.
It's actually because I hadn't showered in weeks.
I stopped, though, as Lethe said, "Oh, I was hoping may we could do that reading thing tonight that we talked about. We didn't get to do it Friday or Saturday, so, well, it's only mid-afternoon. Amy's gone, so I was thinking I'd take the opportunity while I can to bond with Nidoran. And then we do that around bedtime.
Sex takes a much higher priority than intelligence.
I mean, sex takes priority over
pretty
much
everything.
Adam's
never read a book in his fucking life, obviously.
The Philistine. I mean,
supper isn't even in the oven yet. Oh, she said, nodding. No, that's fine.
Good. Okay, she's clearly not fine with it.
Yeah, of course, women never say what they want. Good, looking back at the little blue virgin lying on her back on my bed, a smile crept over my face. Are you ready, girl?
No!
Chico.
No. No, it's Nidoran! It's Nidoran! Oh,
Nidoran. Nidoran.
Ryan Reinhardt.
And Chikorita already evolved to Bayleaf.
Precision Pokemon engineering!
Did she...
See, I love fucking off.
Yep, you fuck off then. You fuck off real hard.
Okay, without another word, I leaned forward and kissed her. It reminded me a lot of kissing Meg when she was a Chikorita, with just how strange it was. Except at least her face was flat.
Reminding me of kissing Meg, so I'm imagining Meg from Family Guy as a Chikorita now.
Nidoran's most definitely wasn't, so I came in from a weird angle, and even then, my tongue came up to her large buck tooth.
Oh, that's not an unnecessary period, that's just a spit on my screen. Okay, next up.
You should probably stop spitting on your screen.
Everpogan!
Screen, Steve, jeez.
Oh god, I didn't just spit on my screen, I spit in my mustache. Ah,
GG. Oh, gross.
Next up is me being refereed by Val.
No, I ref you all the time at home.
Please go easier on me than you do on there.
No.
Damn it. Okay.
Oh, damn.
Oh, mostly that. Kinky.
She out for blood, brah.
Yep. That's very scary. The way her red eyes shone, though, and how she melted into the kiss joyfully encouraged me to keep going.
She became a puddle of poison.
She became gross. The secret world of Alex Mack.
Gross.
She was liquid metal, much like the Terminator.
That was another Canadian show, wasn't it?
The Terminator?
Yes, the Terminator, Steve, is my favorite Canadian show.
I think Secret World of Alex Mack was indeed a Canadian show. But
and I believe we also have fanfic of it.
Oh, God, no, really?
I think so.
Okay.
I would not be surprised.
Okay, it was her first time after all, and I fucked up there.
GG.
It was her first time after all. It'd be better to let her enjoy it all she wanted. The thick white whiskers on the side of her face brushed mine a little, and some
Does
red...
Does whiskers?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So... Yeah, Nidorans have whiskers. It's right there on their face.
Yes. No, I mean... He does.
He doesn't have whiskers.
Well, he says, brush
That's just
mine.
A fairy tale.
Brush my face, not my whiskers.
Well, he's not.
It's
he's
not.
Not clear.
He's not good at writing. That's the thing. He's not good at writing.
I know.
And some red began to fill her pastel blue cheeks. Her front paws laid on my shoulders, and the whole thing was so insufferably adorable that I almost broke the kiss just to see her wriggle.
So Wait, much... Is that a puppy or something that he's kissing? Jeez.
It's like a little puppy's about to fuck, too, which is really bad.
I popped in.
One of my hands crept up on her so sneakily. Dun, 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 dun. Rubbing up the skin on her thigh, which was on just the softer end of ruffed. Ruffed? Ruffed.
Ruffed.
Yeah, ruffed.
Just the way your mother likes it.
Ah! I don't want to think about that.
Okay, I got that down without spitting all over my screen. The leg kicked gently a little at my elbow as it drew downward and to her little virgin slit.
I really like that word.
Slit and...
I don't know if it's better than twat.
Slit.
David.
Just talking about how that seems like a violent word.
Right?
Well, yeah, kind of is. Up and down the finger went along her opening, and she cooed into my mouth at
Nido, Nidoran.
In this episode, Nidoran is voiced by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Nidoran! Nidoran!
At the sudden alien sensations. In contrast to the rest of her skin, which had a certain roughness to it, while still being pleasant to the touch, her pussy lips were damn soft, and the slightest bit of moisture made me want to toy with her a while longer. I hadn't expected her to be so good. I'm so good at kissing. Not quite.
Weeks ago.
Not quite masterful, but given our clumsy arrangements, she was pretty good. And when I began to rub her clit, she threw even more effort into it. Louder.
Nya! Nya! Do it! What are you waiting for? Kill me!
No, I'm right here! Fuck me!
Fuck ye, I'm right here!
Louder her happy noises grew when I slipped a finger into her and began to pump it slowly, each time getting a bit further in and making her respond more energetically. She was enthusiastic.
It's like I'm coming.
all the time I'm coming.
All the time I'm coming. When I'm in the gym, I'm coming.
I'm with Adam in the house, I'm coming. There's Pokemon coming all the time. I liked that. Getting all worked up watching the other girls were getting involved, too. Wait, you're watching. How does that get...
Look, man. Well, this
the
author
girls are watching.
Yeah, this author is all over the place.
So. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Out the corner...
He's crawling over.
Out the corner of my eye, I could see Meg lying on the floor, her vines pumping in and out of Litha and Purloin. She shared a sloppy, open-mouth kiss with Litha as they pawed at each other's nipples. And
imagine a mini elephant pawing at someone like it's she had stumps.
Da 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 da.
No baby elephant.
And Purloin was laughing at her pussy.
If she was laughing at her pussy,
laughing
she was
like
yes,
no, lapping as in like lapping up a bowl of milk, and it wasn't because she was turned on by this. She was just practicing good hygiene,
I guess.
It was the sort of impromptu scene I always considered turning on my webcam to record. You're an asshole.
Yes, he is.
Plenty of amateur pokophilia on the internet, and my girls were damn good. My eyes shifted back to Nidoran, who looked up at me with a mix of joy and arousal. So just...
Well, you've been rubbing your pussy for how long?
Pumping in and out, so Arnold Schwarzenegger's head on Nidoran's body just looks up at you with joy and arousal.
With a big buck tooth.
Virgins were always such a different experience, though I'd never taken a virgin so small. The
even smaller than the Emolga?
It's like a thimble.
No, he talks about the Emolga in just a second.
It's like a thimble. The only similarly sized Pokemon I'd taken was Emolga, but that girl was never a virgin. She was born fucked.
Yep.
Yes, that's how it works. That's why you should not fuck your woman while she's pregnant, apparently.
We're not getting into that. That's too far. That's too far even for me! It would be one hell of an experience, which was why I bowed my time. I don't think that's a word. Bowed my time and slipped another finger into her tight cunny.
Ah, that's not cute.
Mm.
No, they just misspelled bunny. It's okay.
Yes, her tight bunny.
Yes.
Her tight low punny.
Oh, low punny low is bunny not tight is in this tight. At all. Letting her get used to it. Two fingers weren't going to get her entirely prepared, but it was something while I thought about what I could do. He entered sex without a game plan. John Madden, what can he do? David, that's where you're supposed to be, John Madden.
Boom!
Not what I mean, but sure.
That works.
Maybe my penis maybe press my penis. Val, you could have called me out.
Well, you just corrected yourself. I was about to, but okay.
Maybe press my penis along her opening at let my tip grind against her clit. Just eat her out after a blowjob and call it at that? I didn't want to hurt her in our first real moment together since she first hatched.
So, on the bingo square, this is pedopocophilia.
Yep.
Isn't she, like, fucking 2 days old or
something? Two!
No, like, more like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
More like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Ugh.
Especially since she'd spent the past 3 days in her ball. She needed to enjoy this. No, she didn't. I didn't have to think for long, though. At some point, the girls must have realized I was stalling. Boss, move back a little! We'll help out! They bring in the hydraulic press to help spread the lips. Latha said, followed by an energetic bay and a deadpan purr. I turned back, still fingering Nidoran, as the three got onto the bed. Meg leaned in real close and shook her back a little, releasing a sudden burst of bright pink spores that fell on the bed. I recognized them as the slight stiffness in my neck and shoulders from sleeping on a van floor faded away. She looked and Nidoran and said some reassuring words. Yeah. Bay, Bayleaf, Bay, 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 Bay. Next up is Logan, refereed by David. And right after that, Logan, refereed by Sean, because Logan has to go.
Thank you.
Double reading helping.
Yes, but Dave, you have to ref first.
I am reffing, but Logan is perfect in every way, so he doesn't really have to have anything.
Dave, put the controller down and pay attention.
There, you happy?
Very. He picked up the controller already.
Yeah, it's true.
That'll help. Latha translated for my sake. It will numb the pain and slightly increase the pleasure. It won't hurt if he takes you now.
That's not how it should work!
I mean, no. Yeah,
bitch, I'm gonna split you in half.
Yeah, like anyone that knows, like even slightly as bit about sex, will tell you that any desensitizing cream or product is not a good thing because pain is your
pain
body's
is an indicator there's something
you.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you need to take it slow.
Although apparently Adam can't get off unless the recovery requires sutures.
Oh,
I gave
like
Meg a big kiss on the cheek. Thanks, girl. So, Nidoran, are you ready? She said excitedly, clapping her arms together and rolling off her back as I got onto mine beside her. Conveniently, I lay in the middle of the bed. I reached down to undo my pants, but Purloin's nail caught the zipper and tugged it down as Meg seized the loops that the belt goes into and tug the now looser jeans down. A third vine taking my boxers down as an afterthought. My cock sprang up, and Purloin leaned in to give it a few licks. Her rough tongue felt so good against my flesh. And the way her green eyes looked up at me with such wanton desire made
wanton desire?
Yeah, it does say wanton.
Yeah, wanton.
Wanton!
It almost made me voice my displeasure when the other girls told Purloin to get away and stop stealing Nidoran's moment. Yeah,
clearly.
She gotta get split, man. Speaking of the princess of the night, she came back suspended by Meg's vines. I guess because she had finer control over things than I did and could pull it safer.
No.
Even with the pain dulled, we didn't want to go too hard and harm her in any way. Purloin.
You know, rocketing my cock straight through her intestines.
Yeah, you know, right through her brain, because it's probably longer than a, you know, the entire body.
That's being a little bit generous.
Nidoran was long dead by now. I'm pretty sure
Nidoran are quite small.
No, all the organs just get pushed to the side, like in that fucking Jack and Daxter fic.
Why'd you have to remind me of that?
Nidoran is one.
Because it's my job.
1 foot four.
Oh, okay. So definitely not that long.
No.
And
it's still,
it's
organ destruction.
It's 15 pounds, so it's basically a cat.
Meow.
A house. Pounds. Yeah.
15 Yo. Pounds.
Oh, okay. I'm supposed to say 50 pounds. Jesus
no,
fucking
I
Christ.
Said it's basically a cat.
It's entirely made of bones.
Loud typing!
Mr. Loud Type.
You can't prove it. God
hello,
damn it,
Dave! Professor Loud Type. Today, I will teach you how to type loud.
Here's a free bingo and square for done. Everybody. Drink whenever Dave gets caught playing a game.
No, I don't want to die.
Seriously.
I have to go to work. I don't want to be drunk at work. Purloin stuck around, though. Well, sometimes I do. Probably to contribute to the effect, the effort in some way, and try to... Jesus, Mr. Loud Type, stop. And try to keep the others placated. She'd grown a bit too used to us, and was slipping back into some of her more selfish and spoiled tendencies at times. My tip pressed to her entrance, and she made a late...
I just noticed that you changed your name.
You changed their name. Steve-O did it again.
Damn it, Steve-O. I mean, brush fire.
I do not have the change of nickname permission. What? Give me that permission, Steve.
All right. And she made a lazy, happy sound as Meg began to rock her back and forth against it. I groaned a little at the rocking motion and the pleasure it gave me. My foreskin flush against her soft, moist labia. Her smile was infectious, and I gave her a wide grin back, happy to see her happy. I knew that taking her home would be a good idea, knowing what could happen to unadopted Pokemon. They just get fucked at the daycare, I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
At least
seeing her so fucking gleeful as we drew closer to her first time was such a feel-good moment for me.
Yes, they print this on Hallmark cards during the holidays.
I'd gone to great lengths to make LaVa happy.
Well, they're average lengths, let's be honest.
No, I mean, he's rocking, you know, something. She was a special case, and it had been a bit of a two-edged sword in regards to her Wait, what if that's the reason that none of these Pokemon never have organ damage?
Oh, God.
So they all have super tiny dicks.
Nanometers thin.
Everyone has a micro penis. Of course.
Of course.
Makes sense. Seeing Nidoran so entirely consumed by joy was a breath of fresh air. She came down a little, the first maybe half inch inside of her, so already all the way in. And it was already very different than fingers in terms of width. She jerked a little. The pain dulled, but the other sensations immediately hitting her, because that's how, you know, that shit works.
No.
I felt a bit too good myself, wondering just how enhancing those spores were. Wait, spores?
Yes,
spores for that?
Yeah, were you not paying attention? Meg shook her back and her dandruff fell off.
Not paying attention is awful dreck of a story.
No. Meg jumped on the bed, shook her head, the dandruff fell off, and it was basically an aphrodisiac and hydrocodone all in one.
Do you have mold in your hair, Steve-O?
No, is
well,
it
have you
beard?
Seen his hair?
Yeah, that's why I asked.
It's like, I wash it, but I don't want to evict them.
It wasn't the walk through the Garden of Grey that the aphrodisiac drink provided, but it was still so good that just that alone made my shoulders lift off the bed a little and my head press into the pillow. LaVa skittered over to me. Oh, shit. My work alarm.
No.
Levus skittered over to me and wordlessly came down to my lips with a heavy kiss. It was entirely different than the one I shared with Nidoran, burning with passion in ways that she was too young and inexperienced to have. Levus, however, gave me the sort of steamy kiss a hungry lover would. Meg was handling Nidoran, so my arms were free, and I reached one outward.
Okay, David, you're done refereeing duty. Next up for refereeing duty is Sean.
Lava was curled up, so it was easy to come at her from behind and slide a finger into her primed pussy. She moaned a little into the kiss and pushed her head forward and hard enough for me to sink deeper into the pillow, and my eyes shut so tight that it hurt.
My God, I'm just imagining this is an H.R. Giger painting of some sort. I don't understand what's going on anymore.
Semenology, the semen bartender's handbook.
Yep.
God damn it. Forgot about that.
Oh no, it's a perfect pairing with Natural Harvest, 25 semen cooking recipes.
God. Yep.
And where can you get these fine books?
You can get them through our Nerdy Show Amazon link.
Yep.
Available in kid sizes, all books.
The books are not available in kid sizes. Further down, unnecessary comma, Nidoran went, and I needed to give her a nickname because three syllables was too many.
Oh my God! Really?
You're lazy fuck.
Each motion brought her down a little further to my pelvis.
Why is everybody becoming me?
And while I knew she probably couldn't take it all in, it seemed we were going to go for as much as we could. I felt purloin on my leg reaching over and the sudden staccato feeling of her arm on my shaft.
I tried.
Don't think purloins have arms. I think they're just legs. I don't know. Yeah. What do you guys think? Do cats have two arms and two legs?
Oh God, are we doing this whole "how would a cat wear pants" thing?
Yeah, that's the whole cat wear pants thing. Okay.
Loud Typer McGee over there. Jesus Christ.
Fucking Christ, dude. It took me a second to piece it together before realizing that she was likely pawing at Nidoran's clit, a theory confirmed with the poison type. Oh God, I forgot it's a poison type. It's gonna poison his dick!
And then it'll fall off.
Why did it?
What left? Just happened? He left!
Oh, God damn it, I'm stuck with that thing.
Why are we all breastfire? How dare you change my name?
Everyone is brushfire except for David.
No. You got changed back.
Frost Grind the smart mistress.
Oh God, where the fuck was I? The poison type grew louder and wriggled even more on my dick. I loved that they'd become a team of sorts. A ragtag team of abandoned Pokemon and a house cat working together in the bedroom to everyone's mutual satisfaction. Granted, Purloin may have been an oft-times reluctant member.
Sorry!
Can I help you?
Look at your name. And then mine.
Hey, listeners at home, aren't you glad you're in on the joke too?
The best thing is, I didn't know I had this power until somebody brought it up.
Give me that power. I want that power.
Absolutely. Do not give Dave this power. Give me all the power.
Revoke some of Dave's power. Don't revoke my power. I don't have much of it. Come on, man.
Okay.
That's just a beard.
Guys,
yes.
guys. I'm going to say something really awful, so shut up.
Oh, my God.
Ugh.
There was this nice sense that I was doing something more than just having sex. And we were forming a bond and becoming some sort of really messed up incestuous little family.
Oh, God. This is a TBS family rom-com.
He has to slowly break down the barriers he has against incest so that he can fuck his sister.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Guilt-free, I might add.
He's going full Caligula on this.
God damn it, no! My philosophizing... philosophizing.
My philosoraptor, yes!
Philosophizing?
Philosophizing?
I think so.
Sure, yeah, let's go with probably. That. Let's go with that one. Broke apart when I was pulled back into reality by Meg's sudden boldness in sinking Nidoran down a solid inch and a half further. I yelped out into Lava's mouth as the sudden feeling of Nidoran's insanely tight, slick passage hit me hard. I was
had a fist inside of it. Hanging out right behind the left labia.
I was practically throbbing at the wet flesh crunching
like that.
Down on me. And my hips lifted off the bed a little and sank just a bit into more into her.
That's the mystery of Pokemon.
She was screaming with pleasure at that point.
As
self-control faded, I began to buck up against her furiously. Caution thrown to the wind and everything I did driven by intense, insatiable lust. She writhed and moaned, turned on herself, and seemingly immune to pain at that point.
She dulled her senses!
No, because he's basically just fucked right into her spinal cord.
And she's gone numb from the waist down. she's turned into the Pokemon equivalent of Professor Xavier.
But for that instant, we were both truly alive.
Not for long.
Opening my eyes, I saw her face so racked with elation that I actually did throb inside her. Her loin had shifted and now licked at her chest while the rubbing of her clitoris grew more frantic. And then claws deployed and shredded it. Gave it the furry... the furry swipes.
The furry
swipes. It brought it down to 1 HP.
That's a false swipe, not a fury swipe.
Oh, yeah, shit. No.
Good try, though.
I will drink for that.
Vines pumped in and out of the cat's raised lower body, working both holes and making her mule against the rodent's pale blue chest. Latha looked harried, too, 3 fingers now in her pussy and moving quickly. I didn't even realize I picked up the pace with her as well.
Oh, yes! Don't stop, boss! I'm so close!
Don't
stop till you get it up.
Don't stop believing.
My face, I said without thinking.
What?
End sentence.
No, there's a comma there.
No, that's a period.
That's a comma.
Oh, God, that is a comma. My breath ragged and head dizzy as I pulled my fingers out of her. My body was overworked now, and it was going to be a glorious finish. Too horny to say no, Latha quickly grabbed the headboard with her front paws and straddled my head, shoving her pussy into my face and humping frantically. My tongue was met with her juices, faintly tasting of black licorice.
No.
And I threw everything I had into eating her out as Meg took over the frantic thrusting for me.
Bye, Logan. Yeah. Have a good day at work.
Goodbye forever.
Can I call you Loganopolis from now on?
It's Loganopolis.
Yes, it's Loganopolis.
You haven't seen the last of Barbados Slim. Now goodbye forever.
Okay,
that it gave us the leather humping his face. I can only imagine the equivalent of a dog humping a leg.
Yes.
Okay, so
he's essentially a dog.
Next up is David being refereed by me, but I have to read some of these reviews for Natural Harvest first. Top customer reviews. Never buy used by Rosie Palms. I learned this lesson the hard way. My used copy arrived all tattered and torn, and many of the pages were stuck together. My grandma still loved the gift, but she complains that some of the recipes are too salty for her.
We're jumping off the cliff.
Great gag gifts for weddings by Fupa74. I buy these as gag gifts for weddings. We just wrap them and put them on the gift table with no name, and we also bring a card for the box. We usually tell them we bought it a while after. Ingredients can be hard to come by Jay Swanner. I had to visit four separate local homeless shelters to obtain enough ingredients to make Thanksgiving dinner. But it was but it was well worth it. Grandma said the mashed potatoes were the creamiest she ever had.
We're almost done, baby.
Okay, last one. Sticking the Family Together by Ryan. This book is perfect for the holidays. When I stay with my wife's family, she can do the cooking while her sister and I make the ingredients. This book has changed my life.
Oh. Wow.
Okay, so, David, you're up.
I don't think I can after that. It was,
yes, you can.
Oh, my cotton-stitution.
My cotton-stution, yes.
My cotton-stution.
Can you please read?
Yeah, I actually gotta do that thing.
Yes?
Find where we are?
Yeah, we're on page 83. Yeah, what now? Huh? Fucker. LaVey and Nidoran and Purloin moaned in unsynchronized beauty, writhing all hot and high upon the pedestals of bliss. I sank a finger into the white feline's ass as she fucked my tongue hard.
Are you a cantor from synagogue?
Snarling at me to give it to her in a way I so rarely heard from her. Aggressive and cold, fine, but this was possessive and angry. Nidoran's orgasm was first, as I expected from a virgin.
So just because they're a virgin, they have no control over their orgasm? Way to be presumptuous, dickbag.
Right? It actually takes longer for
Yeah, it does. Well, I mean, unless... Okay, if it's a guy... And it's his first time, because he's not used to the sensation, he can lose it pretty quickly. But if it's a girl, totally different thing, because you can stick a lot of things up there that feel like a penis.
Right?
Yeah.
Like most of the members of the Squash family, going back to Squash.
Various gourds.
No, various gourds. I don't think those gourds look like penises.
Feeling her spasmy walls clench down on me so hard and try to milk me of cum was intense. And I shouted out loudly between LaVey's legs, just as the pleasure hit me in such heavy waves that my body jerked a little.
Could you imagine what it would have been like if you're getting like head from the lead singer of Power Man 5000 and he just starts singing into your crotch?
I would be more scared if it were like the lead singer of Prodigy. if he starts singing Firestarter, I would be very worried for my crotch's well-being.
You should run immediately and never look back, ever.
Meg lifted her off, and the blue rodent sat in my lap after that. I was wondering why, until her tongue started to lick at my tip, and her hot, worked over and bothered body was flush against me. Her paws rubbed the flesh as her tongue licked at the tip, and it was all so much for me. LaVey beat me out... LaVey beat me out by a second.
That's a race.
She pushed one last time into my face and howled the most feral howl I'd ever heard from her. No, it's just
no. It was Gilbert Gottfried again.
It's I thought it was more like Bill. Oh, Bill.
Oh, Bill.
All right, fucking. Where were we?
We were talking about gourds. Time.
Yes. Gourd, other gourd. Gordy Howe. You mean the hockey hero?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's all I got. I cannot contribute any more knowledge to that conversation than otherwise, other than he's the hockey hero.
It's a really boring rhythm game put out by Activision during one of their lulls.
Yeah, you know what? It's just fucking plastic guitar.
It's literally just like a hockey stick. Swinging a hockey stick into open air. That's it. There's nothing else about it.
Upturn and the volume of her juices hitting my mouth. I lovingly licked it all up. The finger in her ass slowing down as her body loosened up. Purloin's orgasm hit around the same time, and a few drops of her own fluids hitting my chest as she joined Nidoran in licking my slick cock. That, for me, was the breaking point. Cum spurted up from my cock.
not getting much distance, but certainly having some nice volume. Sending a deep warmth down my shaft as some of the luckier bits of semen hit the girls' faces.
This is awful writing!
The luckier bits of semen.
Yeah, that's what really pisses me off. The luckier bits of semen.
I sighed as LaVey got off my face and I saw the two small Pokemon happily sitting on my chest, licking my jizz off of each other's faces. An adorable and hot scene. Mm. Yep, definitely needed to record it.
This shit is weird.
And Judy says what we're all
Judy
thinking.
Is okay. I figured this out. Judy is our studio audience. Yep.
Yes.
I looked at Meg, who climbed into bed next, and LaVey, who moved on to her, over to her.
You go wake supper, Adam. I've got this one.
If you're sure.
I said, though I considered taking a shower first. I reeked of sex, and by that point, having not showered since the day earlier when we left, I really didn't want Amy knowing more than she did.
What?
Even if she didn't know what the smell was, I'd get too many
"you stink"
comments to live with. I left the Pokemon to their devices, giving them one last warning to be careful and dry up if they hear the front door.
They frantically bring out the hair dryer and try to clean the stains up if they hear the door open.
Didn't need Amy coming
in a pile of towels.
Four-way lesbian Pokemon pit on my bed either. Dots! Work was a bit rougher than I remembered, if only because I had stayed up far too late reading to LaVey, and Bill's absence left his workload divided between Angie and I. It still wasn't too hard.
So, that's
you skipped a Sean, I'm reffing!
But nobody ever feels ready to work after a vacation, do they?
Yeah, do they, Sean?
Yeah, Sean. No. So that's what... so that's what it's like when only two people are working, I mused.
Next up,
I slipped into an almost David Bowie.
Next up is Val being refereed by David.
Oh my god! All right, ready?
Yeah, fucking go.
Oh, fucking go, yes! Yep, I only know because you get hurt more in the fire mate trying to fly by diving right off the barn.
Okay, can you try saying that again and do your best southern voice? Anything you possibly fucking
I cannot
can.
Southern!
Yeah, she's from not southern.
I'm
she's from as north as you can get.
Right now, that's the most southern I can get.
She doesn't even say southern correctly. She says it like somebody from New York.
Mm-hmm. See?
Gave that page to the wrong person.
It's okay. I don't know what that means, I shrug. But hey, at least we don't have to share the Piplup triplets with a third person.
Ugh.
Yeah, see you tomorrow, man. Waving, I started off to home with a bounce in my step. Things were all falling right into place and nothing was going wrong. Life was great. And then he's gonna bitch again.
Yep.
I can't believe I don't have time to fuck my Pokemon.
I can't believe my harem is so small.
Yeah, in most animes, the harem is like 8 strong by now.
Yeah.
I only get like 4.
There's like already 4 more potential girls to add to it. Waving, I started off.
Oh, son of a bitch! Sonic Ultimate Harem is up to 252.
Wow.
And literally the last 7 chapters are just the Overwatch girls.
Of course!
In order, Mei, Diva, Pharah, Zarya, Ana, Symmetra, and Mercy.
Well, at least you didn't pick Tracer.
Tracer was 241.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's gonna have to rewrite that chapter.
Yeah. No, she went straight just for him. Duh.
Ouch.
Yeah. Okay, when I got home, I found Lede at the door, motioning for the exit. Hey, girl, what are you doing? Going for a walk, she said in that voice where I knew she was trying to keep tears away.
Wait. Why is there an extra quotation at the end?
Like, wait, that's
that's the end.
Yeah. No, he has going for a walk in quotes, and then at the end of keep tears away, there's another quote.
I know.
Yeah, there's an extra quote.
That's so just how that's how English is.
No. That's bad coding.
It's not really coding, it's just typing.
Yeah. Wait, what's wrong? She sighed, looking around a little before closing her eyes. Yes. I realized something last night and after the van ride.
You think of me like I'm one of them. I mean, as much to you as Nidoran or, hell, even Purloin.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. Yep. You should have been well aware of what this lady wants.
But nope.
He's too busy getting she satisfied.
She wants a real relationship. A real relationship. Yeah, not a fake, a real fake.
But he's too busy getting pleasure for himself.
And like, then she cooks for him in an apron while naked. Can I tell me something? No. But if you were up to it, you know, I wouldn't say no.
Whenever I walk naked in the house, people keep saying, that's not the neighbors are going to see you. I'm like,
but that's when you stand in front of the front door.
No. And they cannot see through the
front
door.
Our front door has windows in it.
Yeah.
Why does your front door have windows and not like iOS?
Well played, Dave.
Everybody knows that iOS is so much more secure.
God damn it.
Seriously, our neighbors are so far away, they're not going to see anything.
Read!
But Steve-O each time is like, oh, the neighbors are going to see you! Why are you walking naked in the house? No.
No.
Yeah. All right. Some subbing bro had that word, and I cringe.
And I know you don't mean to, but I think of you as much, as so much more.
It's not like that at all,
No, it is. I asked if you thought we could have a relationship, and you quoted Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, shit. That was what that she meant. That was what she meant. Oops.
And I get it. You're with Tabby. She's a human, and I'm not.
Don't leave, please. We can work this out. Just please don't leave.
Oh, jeez. He makes himself, like... He's trying to write serious crap into the story, and I get it. I mean, I get it, but he's doing it. The main character is a douche, and this woman, she's better than that.
Yeah.
Pretty much any of these guys can do better than that.
Yeah.
Like, my dirty socks can do better than that.
Than their babysitter.
And they smell.
I'm not going anywhere. Just for a run to let off steam. You don't hurt the ones you love, and I know it would hurt you just as much as it would hurt me if I left. Ugh. I'll be back. I promise,
Just please, please put on some goddamn pants.
But how is she gonna wear them?
It depends if you count it as two arms and two legs.
Or oh, God, no!
That stupid meme reference, Sean.
Yes.
It was.
God damn it. No memes on my show.
It's not your show, Mr. Forza.
Whatever. It's the Forza Horizon Power Hour. We talk about nothing but Forza Horizon.
Drink every time David gets a goddamn achievement.
I've only gotten one this entire game, and that was any David Hubbard. That's not me.
She brought up a claw and tore a bit of carpet with it.
A what?
I'm happier now than I've ever been. I just wish I could get my happy ending.
Well, I mean...
If the events of last night were to be repeated...
I mean, is that what this is about? You just really want some one-on-one time with my danger?
No.
You want the danger zone?
No!
I echo what she says.
No one can have the danger zone.
No one can have the danger zone. All right, sorry, you had your chance.
No one should have his danger zone.
Read!
But Steve, I'm having too much fun.
Read, well, you're having plenty of fun. We need to finish.
Oh, fine. Jeez, you party pooper.
I already pooped
every
today.
Every party needs a party pooper. That's why they invited you. Party pooper. Party pooper. No, it's Steve. No, that's
the. We're not talking about it. Our show does not revolve around talking about David's penis.
Stream that's about it.
Steve,
David's dick was a 1979.
David's
comedy.
Dick was a conflict between Great Britain and America in 1812 to 1814.
With that, she bolted through the door, narrowly avoiding my hits as she dashed off into the wintry chill outside. Come back, I said, staring at the doorway.
Oh, God. Okay, has anybody here watched Gundam Wing?
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay, who said yes?
I did.
All right, so you remember that scene in, like, episode fucking one of the show where they're introducing the main character to the main character girl? Oh. And she's like, she just stands there trying to shake hands with the wind after he steals an ambulance and fucking drives off. And yep. She's just introduced herself. She's like, hi, I'm Relina. Nice to meet you. And she's talking to an empty street. The show is stupid. That's what I meant.
No, the hero is stupid.
No, the whole, like, everything about Gundam Wing is fucking garbage. All right, how do you make a show about giant robots fighting in space boring? How do you do that? How do you even do that?
They were able to do that.
All right, can we get back to reading about terrible people doing terrible things to terrible creatures?
The G-Gundam was amazing. This shit was on point.
It's like they all...
You're so close, God damn it!
Yes, let me finish. It's like they concentrated all the terribleness that could happen in Gundam and put it in the same series.
You know what I like doing? Talking about Gundam instead of doing the story. Let's do that. All right, Friday Night Fan Fiction is now Friday Night Gundam. All right.
Were we talking about G-Gundam and David's donger?
Tonight's topic, my Gundam to represent Shinlong Gundam from G-Gundam.
I think Steve-O's pissed. I'm not sure.
Steve-O would be the tequila Gundam. He's a cactus in a sombrero. Yes, babe. That is the truth of the human condition. We all a cactus in a sombrero.
I can't stop freaking out. I had that in stereo. It was beautiful. From in my ears. And so downstairs.
Mic muted, and we picked it up from Fels.
All right. Please, just come back soon. So, how about that Gundam?
Yeah, man, Gundam's great.
I rushed for the phone and frantically called Tabby. Oh, hey, Val's done.
Sean, that wasn't no, Val. That wasn't Gundam me.
What Gundam would represent your penis?
No. God damn it! I was drinking.
I would say it's the Noble Gundam because, damn, it's a Swedish girl in a fucking Sailor Moon though.
Val, say your line right now.
I hope I didn't get too much water in my keyboard.
Well, if you broke it, you bought it.
Fenrir's cock is going to be the... we'll say it's the Easy 8.
David, you know, let Val read. Val, read
it's
already.
Nice Easy 8. It's 8 inches, right? Give or take?
I mean, pretty close. Pretty close.
All right.
Now everybody is muted. Everybody is muted!
God damn it, Steve-O! You talk while I was reading! Fuck you!
We're terrible people.
I read it. You don't get it again because you talked over me. Fuck you.
I rushed for the phone and frantically called Tabby.
What's the biggest, blackest Gundam? It's my penis.
Val, that was what you said, right?
Yes!
Okay.
Yes, I said the black penis is the biggest, baddest Gundam.
So, Epion? Because he was a big black Gundam.
Okay, next up is Sean, apparently being refereed by Sean, but I'll switch that.
Sean, no,
I will ref myself.
Sean is being refereed by Val.
Oh, okay. Oh. So about those Gundams.
Yeah, man.
Yes, please tell me more.
We only have
started porn. Post-Gundam porn.
Yeah, it all started with Universal Century Gundam back in 1978.
Just wait! Just give me 20! 25 minutes! Just let's get through the next 3 sections! And I swear! You can talk about Gundams all you want!
You know, Steve, new types actually perceive time a little bit faster than regular humans
do. I don't care!
This is my favorite bit. It's better than corporate Steve by just a tiny bit.
The bit in his pants?
Sean, start.
I'm trying.
You're not trying hard enough.
Bro, low blow.
You need to get a hard one. Maybe you need some Viagra or Cialis.
Levitra.
Celestion.
Just stuff your dick with bacon. It's fine.
Oh, that sounds awesome. It's like bacon sounding. That sounds great.
And here we have a rare specimen of the Sean Gord that we're just gonna
let stop. Me reach.
I wonder if there was a bacon Gundam.
Aw, let me Google that.
Oh, Adam, good. You Chantel DVD came in and
what bacon?
Yes, bacon.
All Adam can say now is bacon.
This is apparently Bacon Gundam.
Okay.
I think he meant bacon.
Well, shut my mouth and call me a dick. It is Bacon Gundam.
There's a Cofagrius scene in Tabby. It's a ghost homage.
It's that.
Tabby!
It's Val, do your job!
Say bacon one more time.
I was just looking to make sure if it was bacon or baked. It's very important!
She stopped then, the excitement in her voice stopping dead in its tracks. What's wrong? I sighed, a couple of tears forming in my eyes. We have a problem.
I can't get it up anymore.
They have pills for that. I'm sure there's a Gundam that can fix that, too.
The chapter where we finally deal with that plot thread that's been the subject of every review that isn't Pliz Up That for the past 8 chapters. Also, where in the 400th and 401st Princess Bride references are made.
Ugh.
Having broken into a sprint to get there, Tabby showed up at my door looking winded, Pyre standing tall. Which day did she go?
Which day?
Yes, Val, which you're day? Supposed to be reading this.
Yes, no, it says no. Which day.
Oh, well, I'll be damned.
Be good at your fucking show.
I can't. There isn't a Gundam for that.
Steve.
No, you just need to find it. There's
a Gundam for it, buddy.
There's just a Gundam for everything.
New Roswell, make a Gundam that does what Steve was trying to do.
Fan fiction.
I pointed down the street, and the Blaziken dashed off in that direction. Who's fucking talking here?
I
don't know.
Tabby.
Okay. He's going to track her down and follow her from a distance just to make sure she's not running away.
Wow.
Will he be able to find her? Pyre can track a Pidgeot on a cloudy day.
That makes no fucking sense!
Nope. Oh, wait. No, it will make sense in a second. I turned around and scowled. It's not the time for Princess Bride references.
Hey, what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you.
You're just gonna have to eat the powdered cocoa.
Yes, that's riveting.
Do keep in mind, babe, my mic is live when you say things like that. No, it wasn't inappropriate. It's just, it killed all momentum that was happening.
Oh my god. I don't know how to express
myself. But the cocoa! I want to hear more about the cocoa!
No, you didn't want to hear about the Gundam. You don't get no cocoa.
Is there a cocoa Gundam?
Yes. To the internet!
There is a picture of George Costanza holding Soul Edge. Enjoy that.
The stance.
See, I'm not all about fucking Forza, bro.
Neither do I. My back hit the wall and I slumped down.
the ranger joining me, still in her uniform and with her hair tied back tightly. And that's the part of what got me into this fucking mess.
Oh, God. Really?
Yeah, really.
Fenrir, you're up, being refereed by me, which means I can't look up Gundam knockoff toys.
Okay.
Oh, my God. There are so many. Oh, my God. Is this really a thing?
Post.
Hold on.
Go ahead, and I'll read. I didn't tell her everything on the phone, so I took the time to explain the specifics of what happened. How I'd obliviously ignored how she was around Tabby. The declarations of love I thought were merely heat-of-the-moment stuff. And of course, when she tried to open up to me in the van and I spat a reference at her in what must have seemed like a mocking rejection of the question. "You've really fucked up," she said, patting me on the shoulder. "I just want her to come back," I said. "I don't care if she's just going for a run. I need to apologize to her, because she's been nothing but a bitch." My head came back and I hit the wall a little too hard. I don't even have words right now. "Do you love her?" I looked at Tabby, confused.
Yeah, I looked at Tobey Maguire, who was just a Spider-Man.
Every time I've had a lot to drink.
I've had an exorbitant amount.
"But you and I are..." That's not what I asked.
"You..."
I leaned in close to her. And she placed my head on her shoulder.
Adam, you're a greedy fuck. Just pick one and stick with it.
No, you can't.
Douchebag.
The only thing he can stick with is his dick and, like, pussies.
I'm all for polygamy, but at this point, Adam has demonstrated no self-control or respect for anybody he's banging. At all.
I know. Not even for himself.
Seriously, if you're gonna bang so many Pokemon, at least, like...
Yeah, don't take that shit for granted.
Seriously. Anyway.
We saw it with, like, Nidoran. He couldn't even take in consideration that it could only please the Nidoran and not himself, too.
I do, I guess. In some way. When you're not around. I guess she ends up surrogate girlfriend. We cuddle and read and watch movies together. A lot of the same things you and I do when we're together.
Like boning.
She's like my best friend. I'm closer to her than my other Pokemon. And it's not just a language thing. The way she acts, how she thinks. We bond differently.
The way she act.
Oh, sorry, yes, you're right. The way she act.
The way she act. The way she act. How she thinks.
We bond.
We bond differently.
Powder differently.
Just like me and the Predator.
He is closer to her than his other Pokemon, so, you know, she is special.
She right rode the short bus.
No! No.
Then she seems right to be upset, Tabby sighed, holding me close. "Look, I think I have a solution, but you'll just have to trust me on it, okay?"
I think I have the solution!
She might not like it, but it's the best way I can think of to resolve things. Clone me!
Close, we were gonna put you on double dare.
She laughed a little. "I wish. But no, just follow my lead." And Amy walked in then, seeing us just opposite the doorway with the door wide open. "You have a bed. Can't you go be gross in there? And the door is open. People can see you."
Yeah, Val! Jesus, jeez. Put some clothes on!
No.
I dug into my pocket.
It's my house! I have the right to walk in naked!
Yeah, well, she's right.
I mean, yeah, it's her house. I dug into my pockets furiously and pulled out a bill. "Here, take Blaze. Go get some food. And come back at night or something. I'm not in the mood to deal with you tonight." Her head tilted a little. "Oh no, 20 is..." She started to try that old trick of extorting more out of me. But she must have known how my face began to twist and thought of it. And thought
must
it was
have
more...
seen.
Oh, sorry. Must have seen how my
damn
face
it, Sean, let
twist.
Me do my job.
Do and your job then.
I am. And I'm going to interrupt when I feel it's appropriate.
And thought it more intimidating than I did. Or maybe she had a heart after all.
No, she doesn't.
No, no. She definitely doesn't.
No, definitely not.
And apparently Sean's going to be very low on alcohol after this.
They all fuck Pokemon.
Next up is me being refereed by David. Have fun, Dave.
Okay.
He's so engaged here. Also,
well, you didn't let me talk about Gundams, so...
I let you talk about Gundams for 10 fucking minutes! And the episode isn't over yet when we're allowing you to talk about Gundams.
How are we not done yet?
Well, I'm the last reader, okay? Just
seriously?
Yes, seriously.
People just take so long, jeez.
Fuck you! Roswell said something good. He said, we can only hope that this plan is an extremely late-term abortion of Adam.
That's dark.
Yeah. Much like my anus.
Shed some light on the situation.
No, Steve-O, that's just hairy.
No, never mind. This is fine. I was going to head to Chains anyway. Rushing up the stairs, she dropped off her school bag and at the door let Blaze out of his ball. She gave me a sympathetic look before heading out, breaking into a sprint as she challenged him to a race. With Amy gone, Tabby went in for a closer hug, harder, and this time I stopped sitting against the wall, mostly still, and leaned in to hug her back. She patted me up.
Squishing her breast against me, she whispered into my ear, "Let's watch G Gundam."
She patted me on the back and said softly, "I'm not watching G Gundam with you."
Then I broke up with her immediately. Gundam fight, ready? Go!
I'm not going to have to yell at you a lot to shake you out.
I'm breaking up with the story person.
Some reverie where you no longer think you're good enough for her and it would be better if she didn't come home, right? Of course not. I fucked up. I know I did. And now all I want to do is apologize. A lot. Morty.
Why did you suddenly become a rabbi?
Good, or else I'd have to beat you up. I didn't feel like laughing. I didn't feel like laughing, so I didn't. It actually works. Instead, I clung closely. God damn it. Chas v'shalom.
Good job. Column.
Chas v'shalom, God forbid. Instead, I clung closely to the Ranger and just stared off into the wintry emptiness outside my door, waiting for Lather to trot in from the cold. I felt like a complete idiot for missing every one of the signs she left, some subtle and requiring reading, but some so blatant they may as well have been bricks thrown at the side of my head. My idiocy hurt Lather, which was something I had been actively trying to avoid all this time. That time I said, "I love you," during that foursome the week prior came back to me. I can't hear Rabbi saying during that foursome the week prior. I can't do it. Wait. During that foursome the week prior. I can't hold it together. Oh, hell. Terrible. She'd been thinking this whole time that, brushing aside a tear, I took in a deep breath and tried to center myself. Oi. It wasn't going to help if I just sat around and beat myself up. I needed to be ready and clear-headed for when she came back. So I got up, breaking Tab... For a second, I thought that said breaking Tabby's arm.
What?
Because it says breaking Tabby's warm, and if, you know...
You get rid of the W.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Calming embrace and heading into the kitchen. We still had one of the frozen pizzas left over, and I slid it into the oven. There was such a sexual act just slipping the pizza into the oven, I had to go wash my hands after that. Then I poured myself some cola into the largest cup I could find and just drank. Just a notch above ice cold, I don't give a shit, guy!
But he needs to tell you because he's so important!
It's 33
degrees. He needs to pad his workout.
Me.
No, David, it's GGG Gundam.
G Gundam. Steve, can we watch G Gundam together? I bet you'd like it.
David, I tell you what, you stop playing Forza on the show, we can absolutely watch G Gundam.
I've been done playing Forza, dude.
You stop playing Elite Dangerous on the show and we'll totally...
I haven't played Elite Dangerous on the show in like 3 months.
You stop playing what? Final Fantasy 14 on the show.
Oh, that was not my fault. I had forgot we were doing a Monday thing, and I got off as soon as possible.
But today is Wednesday.
No, but we recorded this Monday. Yeah.
Okay.
We recorded a different thing.
I was saying, just a notch right above ice cold, it made the dizziness hit me even harder, and the shock of the cold, bubbly drink almost stinging down my throat was like a much-needed punch to the face, jolting me from my reverie and clearing my head a little bit. Footsteps sounded from the doorway when I finished, and my head buzzed a little. Boss?
Why are you turning into the Count?
The count's cadence is incredibly close to what a rabbi would do. Maybe he's Jewish.
I kind of want that Jeff Goldblum shower curtain. I want him to see my glory when I shower.
Oh my God. Val, we might have to buy this.
I like his look of approval but disdain.
Not eligible for Amazon Prime, unfortunately.
Fuck that then. Never mind. 0 out of 10. It's not available on Amazon Prime. Fuck it. Not worth having.
I just like the baboon giving itself a mammary exam.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't forget, if you do choose to purchase this, use the Nerdy Show Amazon links. Does it come in Mountain Dew flavor?
Boss, Litha called out, and I rushed to the living room. I practically drove her to the ground when I went in for a hug, but she still seemed a bit distant. Bah, bah, bah. Oh, this is the part where we talk about feelings, isn't it? Uh-huh. And I guess I can't go
Listen,
up for an app.
Shithead.
No way. Come on. I led her to
this
the couch.
This is the part where we talk about feelings. Come on, fuck you.
Yeah, I know. I led her to the couch where we did a casting call and totally filmed it for X-Hamster.
Oh, gross.
Not even Pornhub.
Wait, what's a hamster Pokemon?
Oh, Emolga? Dedenne?
Bidoof.
Yeah. Well,
I think Dedenne is closer to a hamster than Bidoof.
I don't think ex Bidoof really rolls off the tongue.
Ex Dedenne?
Just makes it sound like somebody used to be a Bidoof.
You know, if you're thinking of a Pokemon that like it would roll off the tongue, it would be like ex Miltank.
Yeah, because it does roll out. Funny.
Sitting down on it as I took my place on the chair. Tabby came in from the kitchen and Litha stiffened a little. She's here too. Riveting place to end. Now you can talk about G Gundam all you want, David. My God.
But the show's over and it's not funny anymore.
The show isn't over. David, we're still rolling.
Oh, okay.
Man, we've got another 10 minutes at least.
Well, we don't have another 10 minutes. We can end early if we want to. But David,
I'd like to do that.
You wanted to talk about G Gundam. So talk about G Gundam.
Okay. It was a show.
About giant robots.
Fuck you.
Yeah, Savage Jesus Pillow. That's what I linked.
Savage Jesus Pillow? That sounds amazing.
That is literally the image of
elbow dropping Jesus.
Yeah, that's what
Randy
stopped
Savage.
Yeah, that's what stopped them. That's what stopped the fucking rapture, remember? Randy Savage. Yeah. Macho Man Randy Savage died like the day before the supposed rapture was supposed to happen. So what he did, he died for us to go up to heaven to elbow drop Jesus to keep the rapture from happening.
I'll tell you what, 2012, Pontiac, Michigan, I'm going to die with a heart attack and I'm going to ascend to heaven and I'm going to give Jesus the elbow droppingest elbow we ever had.
Anyways, thank you very much to Fenrir Stop Chad for joining us tonight. Been a pleasure.
Thank you for joining us and dealing with our G Gundam fun.
No problem.
Solux and we're there. Don't know where you were. You weren't there, but
weren't there today. But maybe
you
next
weren't
time.
There. It was kind of important. It was a family thing, but you know it's okay. We still love you, even though the love is a little less.
It literally killed your mother. She's in the morgue right now.
Thank you to David, Logan, Sean, and Val, as usual. And thank you, everybody, for listening. It's been a pleasure. We only got through 2 rotations. Jesus.
Jesus can't help you. He wasn't our savior.
Yes, but he got elbow dropped by the best guy.
Well, that may be true, but...
Look, it's all right. Nobody's perfect.
You know what? Fuck you. How about that?
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Adrian's Sleep by Analog. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.